Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Carver High, I gotta at least bring it up with you. There is no way on God's green earth that I see the Bengals in the Super Bowl. Like, from what I've seen so far from that team, they're a mess. Now, I'm sure there's all kinds of time to turn it around and get things right. And it's obviously hinging on his calf, fair enough. But I honestly think, there's something wrong with them beyond the calf. The defense is terrible. I don't know, like, am I imagining things, or they're not going anywhere near a Super Bowl, that team?
I don't think they are either. And look, when you start 0-2, it's not impossible. They did it last year. But I don't see them, I think I said this to you Monday, I don't think they're pulling that rabbit out of the hat again. I think they're just going to start 0-2 every year and find themselves in the AFC Championship game. It just doesn't work like that in the NFL. And then you factor in also that this guy's hurt. Now, they had him out there today. He was limited. He didn't do much. You know, they're saying he ain't playing Monday night. That's how I mean, wouldn't that be the smart thing? Smart thing be to not play him on Monday and try to beat the Rams at home on Monday Night Football? But I also understand the desperation. It's like we were saying earlier. They are 0-2. So you go to 0-3, now you're really in a hole. So that's a very tough call for Taylor and the medical staff and for Burrow, because I'm sure he wants to be out there and get them that first win of the year. But that's a dicey situation. I don't think they're going to do it this year, Scotty.
Listen, they have to the Rams, if this guy doesn't play, hypothetically, let's say, because limited in practice, I don't even want to hear it. Like, this guy should not even be in a uniform right now. He should be chilling the most. There should be some chick massaging his leg on the sideline for an hour and a half every day, all day. He should be in the room getting treatment. But I think the Rams have to take advantage of this. Stafford's healthy. They got great receivers that are racking up tons of catches, targets, getting it done. They're moving the ball. They're scoring. You got to win that game. If he's not playing, you've got to win in that game. We welcome our radio affiliates. SiriusXM 159 is our channel on satellite radio. And everyone loves it. Sports Byline USA and all their radio affiliates out of San Francisco. Good to have you with us on a Thirsty Thursday, coast to coast, along with Carver High. I'm Pharrell in New York. All right. Tua wants a title down in South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk, hunk, hunk.
He certainly does. They're out to a 2-0 start. He's the new favorite for the MVP on that odds board. And they have the Broncos, who are 0-2, coming into Hard Rock this week. First home game for the Fish. Here is Tua.
What's on this team? A lot of pride. You know, we feel that the city of Miami has been waiting, and they're ready, you know, for a championship. You look at the Heat, you look at the Panthers, the Florida Panthers. I mean, all those guys were able to, you know, to make it to the final dance, you know, and they were able to do special things throughout their seasons. And so, you know, we're kind of trying to trot along that line and sort of follow the lead of those guys.
Yeah, well, let's see you do it for once. I mean, it's just been forever. I've been hearing about the Dolphins winning titles since I was a little boy. We all remember 72, but let's calm down here. I think they're really good. I really do. You cannot F around with this crappy Denver team. Now, it'll happen. This game will come down to the last 20 seconds. I mean, honestly, Have you ever seen anything like, now on paper, you would think this is just easy money. And then it won't be. It'll be a disaster one way or the other. Every game in the NFL ends up being chaotic. That I know. That I know is a certainty. Everything else is BS.
Yeah, as I was looking deeper into these 0-2 teams yesterday, like, I don't want to take the Broncos because I don't want to back Russell Wilson.
Oh, God.
Just with how things have been the last couple weeks. But a lot of things point to taking the 6.5. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I think I'm going to want the 6.5 close to a touchdown because 0-2 desperation. They've lost both their games by a combined 3 points. So both of their games have gone to the absolute edge the first 2 weeks. Miami, 2-0 on the road. This is their first home game. You heard Warren say it's going to be hot down there. It just feels like a game, like you say, that either Denver's going to have the ball down 3, down 7 with 5 minutes to go. Maybe they're down 10 and they score some backdoor. I think I want the 6.5 with the Broncos on Sunday, Scott.
Fair enough. That I'm leaning. Fair enough. I won't be surprised. Like, I can't tell you how disappointed and let down I was at that blown lead against the Commanders. It's like, you're up that big. You got to step on their neck and get it over with. And instead, they lose outright. It's unbelievable. And the way they lost, the Hail Mary, and then the 2-point, the guy gets raked in the end zone. That was pass interference. Everyone in the world knows it. Of course, the NFL doesn't do anything about it ever. They just let bad calls happen, and it's just that's the way it is. You lose.
And factor this in, too. I mean, sometimes the look-ahead stuff is true, and sometimes it isn't. Dolphins are playing a major game in Buffalo the following week. I mean, a big game early in the year, and they might have their eyes peeling a little bit ahead to that type of game as well.
Maybe.
So that stuff always there. All right, Pittsburgh and the Raiders. Sunday night football, Scotty, in Vegas. I'm saving Tomlin for tomorrow for you because Tomlin's like our typical Friday get pumped up for the weekend. We can't play Tomlin today. We'll go to the other side and Josh McDaniels. He says, the Steelers, Scotty, you know, they're a top-class organization we're going to be playing this week. Top-class organization.
I mean, we all want to try to create the kind of culture and team and organization that is competitive year in and year out to compete for championships. And, you know, you have to earn that. And so, we're still hard at work at that, you know, and they've earned it, you know, and Coach Tomlin, obviously what he's done, the organization, Omar, their whole crew, they've done it the right way for a long time. They believe in what they're doing and the results have bared that true, you know? And so, for us, we're in the process of trying to get to that point, you know, and, again, you only earn it one way, you know, and you got to have consistent success and you got to compete and be competitive to win and win at a high level year in and year out. And I think they've shown that. And that's what, you know, we're working towards.
Well, they can't score 10 points basically at home with their offense. How the hell are they going to do it in Las Vegas in primetime on a Sunday night? And you can talk all you want about the Raiders aren't this and the Raiders aren't that. And this organization nonsense has no bearing on this football game. In my opinion, it's that the Steelers can't score points. And I think Garoppolo is going to beat them on Sunday night in Las Vegas. I think, I love the Steelers defense. I think it's good. I don't think it's great. I think people think it's great because they beat the Browns. Look what they did against the Niners. They couldn't stop a fly. So I don't know what to believe, but I know this. That's a tough road game. That's a tough game on a Sunday night in primetime in Las Vegas. Have fun. I don't think they're going to get it done. I don't.
Raiders -2.5 right now. This total's at 43. I'm with you in the aspect that you're not going to get two defensive touchdowns every week. You know, you get that on Monday night against the Browns. You ain't getting that every single week. That stuff just doesn't happen. I like the under here, Scotty, 43. Got like a 17-13 type of feel to it with these two teams.
Yeah, when the Steelers scoring 10 points. Yeah, I kind of like that too, come to think of it.
Top of feel on that under.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The The BetMGM first bet offer is incredible. The $1,500 first bet offer, use the code SG1500. All new BetMGM customers get the app on iOS or in the Play Store for Android. Go to BetMGM.com, sign up, deposit at least $10 into your account, place your first wager, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. If the bet does lose, your bonus bets are going to be available once the wager is settled. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. All right, Carver High, you still got some NFL skinny for me before we get into college.
Yes, there's a few things I wanted to go over with you. Number one, the Rams did finally trade Cam Akers. We'll talk more about this Viking-Charger game tomorrow on Coast to Coast, but the Vikings get Cam Akers from the Rams. They swapped like sixth and seventh round picks. I'm just glad it's over because it was so bizarre. Remember last year he wanted to be traded. He didn't play like the entire year and then played the last three games and had 100-yard games and you thought he was back. And then all of a sudden they just played the first game and then sat him last week. So he's out of the Rams now. He goes to Minnesota. And they haven't run the ball at all the first 2 weeks. So they need him up there.
Well, they wouldn't pay Dalvin Cook, so they get this guy who's had his knee rebuilt. So I don't think it's the worst move on the Rams' part to deal a guy with those conditions. And the Vikings obviously have no rushing attack at this point, so I think it's a go-for-it play for them.
We already mentioned Burrow at practice. Didn't practice fully. His availability for Monday night's uncertain. He's still sore. He'll probably still be sore on Monday, whether he plays or he doesn't. Bryce Young is out on Sunday, Scotty. He did not practice again today. Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle, will start for the Panthers on Sunday in Seattle. So adjust accordingly. I don't know what to think there.
He's better than Young.
They've done nothing. They've done nothing the first 2 weeks offensively. I feel like they'll move the ball a little bit with him, right? I feel like they'll probably score a couple more points with Dalton in there.
He's a pro. And I think the kid's still in his college diapers.
Sounds like it's going to be, although not officially yet, a similar situation for the Colts and their top five pick. Anthony Richardson left the game last week with that concussion after scoring two touchdowns. He did not practice again today. Still in concussion protocol. It'll be Minshew, obviously, against the Ravens on Sunday. And what Warren just said could be a big weather game in terms of wind and rain if he can't go.
I think Minshew can do a good job here. And I'm not allowing my star quarterback that I drafted to play the following Sunday after having a concussion and the previous week injuring his knee. He's hit the knee. He's hit the head. He's got a concussion. I'm not even letting that consideration come to the table. He's not playing unless they're just stupid. Then again, look who you're dealing with. Irsay is stupid. I'm convinced of that. And I don't like his little lackey, Ballard, either. I got to be honest. I think that front office is a joke, too. I would have fired both of them years ago, and you can't fire the owner. It's too bad Daddy gave the little son the toy because he's ruined it, hasn't he?
You brought this up with Warren. Cowboys' Trayvon Diggs left practice on crutches today. They confirmed the torn ACL at practice. Brutal for the Cowboys, who obviously their defense looked outstanding the first couple of weeks. He is finished. Texans cornerback Derek Stingley may miss several games with another hamstring injury. He was hurt a lot last year. When he played, he's very good, but now hurt again for the Houston Texans. And Saints safety Marcus May suspended for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. They frown on that, Scott. You can't violate the substance abuse policy or else they take care of you. So there you go there for Marcus May.
Well, college football, we talked a lot about the game tonight with Morenci, this Georgia State Coastal game. I hope that it lives up to our feeling and our billing of it, that it's going to be a good game. Both these quarterbacks can play. Granger, McCall, I think it's going to be good.
I heard you guys talking about it earlier. Right now, let me give you the I'm trying to give you the up to the moment line here as it's gotten to 5.5 tonight's Thursday night game at Coastal. I got to tell you, I know Georgia State's 3-0. They've beaten like these hack teams. I'm not so sure I believe in Georgia State tonight. Rhode Island, UConn, Charlotte. I think Coastal's a better team.
Coastal played Jacksonville State. What's the difference?
I just think that Coastal's got a better quarterback, they're a better team, and they're at home. I'm laying it with Coastal tonight. I think Coastal's going to beat them by 10 plus points.
You're probably right. I got 7, though. It's a lot better than 5.5.
Ooh, yes. 7, not bad having that number. That is for sure. All right. Some of these games on Saturday I wanted to talk to you about just because you haven't obviously been here since the last couple days. We've got this enormous college football Saturday. Tomorrow we'll dive in a little deeper. I'll give you some of the coaches and the quarterbacks. But Notre Dame and Ohio State is obviously the game of this huge slate. At night, under the lights in South Bend, the Kelly Green jersey, they're bringing out the big green jerseys against Ohio State, too. I've seen this bounce back and forth, 3.5 and 3, at 3 right now, and 55.5 the total for Sam Hartman and the crew, Scotty.
Hey, look, I don't deny that Hartman's better. I don't deny that he's got the edge at quarterback. I think he's fantastic. But I got to be honest with you. Now, I think Notre Dame's looked really good, fair enough. But I'm not like that overwhelmed with who they've played either. So, look, I saw Ohio State playing a patsy last week in Western Kentucky. Same kind of thing. You can call it whatever you want. They killed them. I think, now, look, I want Notre Dame to win with my heart like you do. You're on Notre Dame. You think they're going to win the game outright, no questions asked. I think Ohio State overall is more loaded than Notre Dame. I think they got more athletes, talented, speed, everything. I think Ohio State's better. I don't think they're better at quarterback, but I think they're better at everything else. I am worried about this game in South Bend because I don't think that it's beyond the shadow of reason that Ohio State could go into South Bend and win the game.
Oh, I don't think it's I'm not saying they can't go in there and win either. Ohio State absolutely go in and win this game on Saturday night. I'm just looking at last year they played in Columbus. Notre Dame had no quarterback. Ohio State had Stroud. It was a low-scoring game. Notre Dame defense played pretty well. If I can get that from the Notre Dame D again, and now you've got Hartman in there, and this is why they brought him here, right?
Yeah.
They brought Sam Hartman here to play in these games and to finally win these games because they never win these games the last 10 years. That's why Hartman is here. We'll hear from him tomorrow. On Coast to Coast to get us ready. Next, Colorado and Oregon. Obviously, Dion has been the talk of college football. They're 3-0, but now they're going Autzen, where it's 3 touchdowns just about. They're getting 20.5, 21, depending on where it's been bouncing back and forth the last few days. I'm lost here, Scotty. I am. I don't know what to think. I have a picture where Oregon wins this game by 50, and then there's a part of me where Colorado's got the ball down 7 with 2 minutes to go. I don't know what to believe here, and the number is so enormous.
Right. Look, I think Colorado's defense can be had. Colorado State should have beat them, and they didn't. And Colorado State, to me, is almost next to nothing. And they almost beat them because that defense is so average. Oregon will score. The over is all kinds of in play for me here. Now, look.
Yeah.
This kid, Sanders, means business. I do not believe you can give that kid 21 points in any football game because he is going to put the ball in the air, in the end zone. They are scoring. They're going to score. I mean, they scored 43 in double overtime and barely beat a team that should have beat them, but they still put 43 on the board. You cannot stop this kid from scoring. You cannot give that kid 21 points. He scores once, you're looking at 28. Twice, you're looking at 35. They're scoring twice in that football game. You will never cover that spread. That's all I know. I mean, that's all I know.
That's one I could see absolutely going that way. But I think what you first said, the over, the 70.5. I think that might be the best way we go about it.
Fair enough.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These injuries in the NFL are unbelievable. Adam Kalbin is our NFL insider. He's a regular on the network and certainly on Coast to Coast. With all the inside skinny that we get from him, it is truly amazing. So you can't miss Adam's stuff every few days on C2C. Let's start with this. Aaron Rodgers, Achilles tear, the enormity of that goes without saying. Now, this Diggs injury in Dallas, it's on that level, maybe one floor down, but it's right up there at the top of the building.
Yeah, one of the best young corners in the National Football League. Now, I'll say this about the Cowboys, spending time with them, knowing how they look at their roster. Very deep roster at the cornerback position, but here's the thing. After Gilmore and Diggs, who got hurt today, who's obviously done for the season, the drop-off is huge. Jerron Bland, one of the best young nickels in the league. He's number 26, really good football player, good story of development. His second-year player, fifth rounder last year, but to ask him to be a full-time starter is tough. Jordan Lewis has been a nickel before. He's come back from an injury. It's just going to be hard to overcome. And by the way, they have other injuries. Tyler Smith has missed two games as their starting left guard. Brandon Cooks is an MCL sprain he's trying to come back from. Then Tyler Biadasz, the center, got hurt at practice today. Zach Martin was on the side working. So they've got a lot of injuries, but no bigger injury than Trayvon Diggs in the National Football League this week. It's tough. I feel for the Cowboys. This is a tough deal. Good for him, though, that he got his extension done before this injury. But the bottom line is this will absolutely tilt their issues. This is going to tilt what they have to deal with going forward, to be clear here, Pharrell. And this, it's not like it happened coming out of last game where, okay, you know what you're dealing with coming into the week. Now they got to get ready. I get it's the Cardinals that they're playing this week in Arizona. But the bottom line is this is a game changer for their defense. And Dan Quinn, their head coach, their defense coordinator, was the head coach for the Falcons. He went through injuries with the Falcons near the end of his tenure. This changes the way that you coach. You can't coach the same way. You're going to have to kind of figure out how you're going to jimmy rig this cornerback position. Stephon Gilmore is still pretty good, who came over from Indy in the trade earlier this year, Pharrell. They're very good at safety. They should get Donovan Wilson back from his calf injury, number six. But, man, not having Trayvon Diggs the rest of the season, this is tough.
How far are we away from NFL teams realizing that these practices – preseason and regular season, these practices are turning into a nightmare, and that they should literally be about walkthroughs and meetings and knowing your role, your job, who you're up against, what you have to do. All of this practicing nonsense, I got to tell you, if you know, you pay this guy that much money and he blows his knee out in practice, I mean, that's enough to give you a migraine headache. Honestly, like, I don't understand the whole practice concept. I know the meetings. I know they have thousands of meetings in their hotels, in their facilities, planning and execution through talking and walkthroughs. Is this going to happen in the future where they just stop with these practices, guys getting injured?
All right. So on Wednesdays, when the Eagles play on Sunday, they typically only do walkthroughs. It's just so funny you brought this up, because I remember Nick Sirianni, their head coach, explaining their thought process when he took over 2 years ago. And by the way, the Eagles, they had all 22 starters available for the Super Bowl team. No wonder they got there. They were healthy. It's not so much who's so talented, it's about who's healthiest at the end of the season for that. The law of attrition, the law of averages. I mean, right. Absolutely a perfect factor. No, you nailed it. That's a very good point you made. And the bottom line is, Scott, teams have to look at what's the best way to get their team going forward healthy. Don't practice a lot. Go through walkthroughs on Wednesdays when you have every team practices 3 days a week. You practice a little bit on Thursday, you practice a little on Friday, but they don't have to have these full two-hour practices. Now, again, anyone can get hurt. We know that at any possible time. So you got to be careful about that. But the bottom line is this one's devastating. Look, I remember 2 years ago, prior to the start of the season, remember the Ravens lost. They lost Dobbins to an ACL injury. They lost Marcus Peters to an ACL injury in the same practice right before the season started. And by the way, who practices more than anyone? The Ravens.
So let me ask you this question. I wouldn't even let Joe Burrow play Monday night, to be honest with you, with all this. It's just not feeling well and everything else. The Rams have to take advantage of that if he's not going to go. What would you do if you were the Bengals? Because they said today he was at practice, but he was very limited. I don't need to hear anymore. I don't want this guy. He goes out and tears that thing. Their season's over.
Okay, he's had this injury for over 6 weeks now, okay? It's a right calf injury. He's a right-handed thrower. His plant leg is the left. The rollover leg is the right. That's where he generates his power. You can't have these calf injuries, you know, from being an athlete, Pharrell, these calf strains, they linger for weeks. Jake Browning, I know he's an undrafted free agent from 2 years ago with the Vikings, now with the Bengals. He's been with the Bengals now for a couple seasons. He knows their offense. This is why you have backups. But here's the problem. with calf injuries, covering this business for 22 years. If you keep playing on it, they linger and they never get to where you need it to be. They need to back off Burrow. You're absolutely right. Not playing Monday night. I know that it's a long, they have time to get this, to make a decision here, but it's fuller for him to play Monday night. We'll know more on Coast to Coast tomorrow. I'm going to look into it a little bit more, what their plan is, but this absolutely impacts. You want to know why Jamar Chase's numbers aren't big? Because they're not able to get those big plays downfield. See, people could talk all they want about how great the Browns defense was, and it was, it shut them down. But Burrow's not himself. He's not looked like himself. It's because of this calf injury.
You're right. Now let's talk about Bryce Young. He's not going to go. Andy Dalton is in Seattle. And I've said earlier, I actually think he'll do better because I think Young has struggled grasping everything. They're not winning with him. It's been a tough sledding for him. Right. Dalton knows how to play. He knows every read. He knows all the blitzes. He knows everything. Audibles, you name it. He can do it all. I'm not like overwhelmed, but I actually think he's better than Young.
Yeah, and he's pretty mobile. You and I talked about him last year with New Orleans. We know about in prime time he's not good, but as a serviceable general, sort of general there, bring the offense going forward, he does a very good job. The only thing is they're down two offensive linemen, and we know about J.C. Horner's out for a long time with his hamstring problem. He's on injured reserve, so that does worry me, but this is a good spot, though, for Andy Dalton. I would agree with you here. He knows how to handle the situation, and Bryce Young needs to get healthy with an ankle injury. DJ Chark, Mingo, Thielen, Hayden Hurst, they have a good pass target group, and they got Miles Sanders going. He has not done very well coming over from Philly, $6.25 million per season, but not easy to go in Seattle, as you know, but Andy Dalton, he is a veteran. He can get the job done.
All right, Santa Clara tonight, the Thursday nighter, the Niners, big favorites over the Giants. No Barkley, no Thomas, no chance.
It's just, I feel so bad for the Giants. Their left side of their offensive line is out, okay? Andrew Thomas is out again. Bredesen's out with a concussion in the left guard. Evan Neal's not played particularly well at right tackle. They're in trouble. The Niners play that wide nine. If you're watching us and not listening, if you're just watching us here on TV or if you're watching us on YouTube, the tackles are outside. The defensive ends are outside the tackle box, the tackles. They get right upfield. They're not playing the run. They're trying to get to the quarterback. Nick Bosa will be moved all along the line. This is going to be a long night. You know, the line moved from 9.5 to 10.5 for good reason. I don't know. Quite frankly, I have no idea how the Giants are going to score. That was an unbelievable comeback. You give them all the credit in the world. By the way, they stay out on the West Coast. They practice the same time zone this week. But I just don't see them score. This should be, on paper, this is a blowout. Let's call it like it is. And the other thing that's troubling, where's the Giants' defense been this season? That has also been a surprise. And you got to make Brock Purdy uncomfortable because he's been way too comfortable back there. And obviously, they've played great football so far. And, oh, yeah, by the way, this is their first home game this season.
Their defense, they left it at U.S. Bank in Minneapolis when they kicked the Vikings' ass in the playoffs because they didn't show up in Philly either. So it's somewhere in the land of lakes. I mean, that's all there is to it. They have not played defense at all this year, and it wasn't a defensive win on Sunday. It was Arizona's butter, melted butter defense. Believe it's not butter because they got rolled in the second half, and their offense – Dobbs is three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out. And the Giants just kept getting the ball and scoring touchdowns. I don't give them all this credit like everybody else. They beat a crappy team that laid down and died, and they've had no defense this year when they were down 60-0 after six quarters.
Which is incredible. And by the way, we should mention with Brandon Ayuk unlikely to play tonight, the Ian Atkins come out an hour, but yeah, he here's the problem. His shoulder, you know, he went in and out of the last game. You can't play this guy on a short week. They need to get the shoulder right, get him rested. Terrific player, by the way. Ronnie Bell, the seventh rounder in Michigan, I know they're really excited about. He'll play a lot tonight, and Juwan Jennings has been more or less been their third receiver. They'll fill in. But for the Giants, we should mention, it should be Matt Breida as their lead back. Eric Gray and Gary Brightwell will be the backups. They won't be able to run on this defense. It's going to be a long night for them. It's going to be a long trip back. And then, by the way, the Giants play at home against Seattle the following week. It's a tough matchup for them. It's going to be hard for them to score tonight. Their offensive line is so banged up. Daniel Jones is going to be running for his life tonight.
What is the deal with Debo and Kittle? They got to get them going. They haven't done anything in these first couple weeks.
Yeah, Debo did nothing in the first game. Better last the last game. And remember, Kittle had an injury coming into the season. He's fine. The other thing is, though, McCaffrey's been terrific. You know, they're always focused on running the football there. It starts with the running game. Let's not forget that with Kyle Shanahan. The interesting thing tonight is because this game should be a blowout. Will they get Elijah Mitchell, who needs to get the ball? Because you don't want to overwork McCaffrey. If they've got a big lead, get him out of there. Get Mitchell, who's a pretty good back. He's had a lot of injuries, but he's pretty explosive. A great match for that zone scheme that they run, and they should easily go to 3-0 tonight.
How many points do you think they'll put on the Giants tonight, the Niners?
I got it. My final 30-6. Niners.
Oh,
win.
No. I can't. I need 37. He tells me 37.
You see any way that they could do anything tonight, the Giants? Come on, man.
It's the score hook under what I need. 36. It's 36.5. This guy.
I didn't even know that.
Stay away from me, Kaplan. I'll see you later tomorrow, my man. Great stuff. Enjoy the game tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Two in Dayball today, Mike. The Rays came back to beat the Angels 5-4 at the Trop. And we gave you Milwaukee 6-0 at Busch. Caratini with a big three-run homer, and that one Miley did his job. So those were the only two day games.
Those were the only two day games. We do have a couple of games tonight. Let me give you a couple things of importance from yesterday before we get to those. Of course, the AL West going to come down to the wire now. Houston with just a half-game lead over Texas and Seattle. In fact, all are even now, Scotty, in the loss column with 68 losses. The Astros needed a walk-off yesterday against the Orioles at home. Mauricio Dubon on AT&T Sportsnet Southwest.
Now Mauricio Dubon will hit with the infield in. There's a base hit to right. Astros walk it off 2-1. A game they had to win to maintain first place, and Doobie does it.
That is a beautiful team inning right there to pick up the dub.
I'll give him this. It's a great race to the bitter end, it looks like, between these three teams. And they all answered the bell last night. I mean, Texas and Seattle did their part, too.
Texas and Seattle did their part. Seattle beat the A's 6-3 at the Ashtray. The Rangers beat the Red Sox 15-2 in Arlington. And the Mariners and the Rangers, Scotty, they start a weekend series tomorrow night in Arlington. So they have these three teams are going to play each other quite a bit. In fact, you have two series left between the Mariners and the Rangers this weekend in Arlington, and then the final weekend next weekend in Seattle. So six games left between them. And Houston plays Kansas City this weekend. And you said it on Monday. They had all kinds of problems with Kansas City last weekend, losing 2 out of 3 to them. So
that's right.
That's not as easy as it sounds for the Houston Astros.
Those games are in Minute Maid,
coming
though.
Down to the wire.
Yeah,
yes, they lost. That will make a difference. That makes it.
They lost in Kansas City because they didn't care.
They did not care. They better care this weekend because now it's a dead heat basically going into the last week and a half. So they better start.
They'll sweep
caring.
Them.
The Twins beat the Reds 5-3. Twins magic number to clinch the AL Central is 1. They will do that soon. Carlos Correa on the IL with a foot injury. Good time of the year to get that right before the playoffs for Carlos Correa. So bad news there. I know this, and I think you might agree with me. Whoever that third wild card is, they're going to beat the Twins in Minnesota in that three-game wild card series. Whether it ends up being Seattle, Texas, Toronto, Houston, I think any four of them, I think we'll go into Minnesota and they'll win that first weekend.
Fair enough. I'll give them this. All things being equal, and we've always kind of made fun of them because of their postseason failings, if you will. Like the Yankees, they're their daddy, right? Like they kill them every time they play. But I'll give them this.
Yeah.
They had a better season than the Yankees. They had a better season than the Mets. They had a better season than the Padres. I mean, the Twins had a decent season. Now, all we ever hear about from whoever, I mean, it could be Davis Maddock. I love him. But he'll always tell you that they're just the best in a crappy division. They're just they're a horrible team in a crappy division. They had a better season than all the high payroll money teams in baseball, and that's just all there is to it.
No doubt there. Next, now we know the Brewers beat the Cardinals up again this afternoon. I had to give you this just because I thought it would fire you up a little bit. Brewers beat the Cardinals 8-2 last night. Josh Donaldson has been hitting bombs for the Milwaukee Brewers. And he's pimping him just like he was with the Yankees, too. Bally Sports Wisconsin last night.
And Donaldson, liftoff, left field, gone. Josh Donaldson is second as a Brewer and a three-run bomb to give the Brewers a 3-0 advantage.
Honestly, he's the worst player. You know, what's his name? My guy that went to the Orioles. I hate him so much, I don't even remember his name. From the Yankees.
Oh, Aaron Hicks.
Those are the
Aaron
two worst Hicks. Players I've ever seen in my life. I don't even want to talk about it. I really don't. They're
meanwhile,
bad luck.
All the charts and graphs people today, Aaron Hicks' OPS and slugging since joining the Orioles would be better than almost every player on the Yankees this year. It's been, all the charts and graphs all over Aaron Hack since he's been down there. Bad news also for the Brewers. J.C. Mejia suspended 162 games for PED use. They frown on that in
how
baseball.
How stupid.
He's not allowed.
How stupid is this guy? He gets popped last year. And then he goes and does it again. He's finished in baseball. Yeah. Finished. He's going to be playing in like some Venezuelan league faster than you can spit.
And when you get caught the second time, you can't even use like the Canelo Alvarez, I ate the wrong meat in Mexico, like excuse. Like you can't even use that when you get nailed the second
time.
He's
done for a year. He's done permanently. Who in their right mind is going to have him on their team knowing that he's got a trunk full of liquid in his car that he shoots in his rump?
Yep. The Marlins followed up sweeping the Braves last weekend by losing 2 out of 3 to the Mets at home. So that's really not what you want to do as you are in a wild card chase. The Mets and Pete Alonso talk extension. Before this is all you're going to hear about. This is going to get so stale. Listen about the Mets and Pete Alonso for the next couple of months. Just sign the guy already. It's 50.
Just give him his money.
What are we waiting for? Honestly, here's the NL wild card situation. Diamondbacks beat the Giants. Phillies beat the Braves. Pirates beat the Cubs 13-7. Last night. So that means, right now, the Pirates.
How did they put 13 runs on U.S. Steel? I mean, honestly, like, I know he didn't give up all of them, but it was seven. It was like 7-1 on him.
He got touched up. He got hit hard yesterday. Arizona now has the second wild card, and they're a game and a half up on Chicago, who sits in the third. Marlins a half game back of the Cubs. Cincinnati one game back of the Cubs. The Giants 3 games back of the Cubs. So the Giants losing all these games to Arizona has slipped them further down the list. And I heard some people try to bang the drum here, Scotty. The Padres are now 4.5 back of the final wild card. There's only about, 10 days left in the season?
No way.
It's going to be very difficult to do. The Padres actually have 4, 8, 10. They got about 10, 11 games to go.
What would be great? It really would be great if they got to a half game out and then didn't make it.
That would be that one. Not bad. I wouldn't mind that either. That would be kind of funny if they did that. Jays beat the Yankees again. Vladimir Jr. Guerrero scratched. He had a sore right knee. I've got to look and see if he's in the lineup tonight because the Jays are in the Bronx again, Scotty. Let's go there. Why don't we? Where we have Gerrit Cole tonight. That's right. Ace Ventura against Jose Berrios. Yankees minus 140. I mean, I know Cole's pitching, but should the Yankees be favored against anyone right now? The Blue Jays plus 115, a flat 7 in the Bronx tonight.
I think tonight he nails down the Cy Young and beats the Jays.
Yeah, I know he's probably got it wrapped up already. By the way, no Guerrero again. Just check the Blue Jay lineup. So he's out again tonight for Toronto. I could see Cole, and it could be. I'd have to get the schedule out and really map it out. I don't know if it's Cole's last home start of the year tonight for the Yankees. So we would have to see what happens with that. Also tonight, Scotty, we have the Braves opening up a four-game series in Washington against the Nationals. Max Fried and Jake Irvin are the starters. Braves minus 275, Nationals plus 220, flat nines the total. I'm sorry, Scotty. This is like what we talked about way back a couple hours ago at the beginning of the show. I don't know who cares and who doesn't with a week and a half to go. And as good as the Braves have been all year, they kind of know where they're going to be, and you really can't lay monster numbers like that when you're not sure if they're dialed in or not tonight.
Yeah, I still think I like the over here. You know, the Braves' prices are too high. I just want runs. Look, the Nationals put 13 on the White Sox the other night. You know, give me some runs. Give me 9 runs, and I can make some money. I'm not laying that kind of wood. I'm not laying that kind of juice on anything in baseball. I'm done with it. I am done letting them vacuum money out of my pants on baseball bets that never hit.
The Orioles are in Cleveland as they will have Grayson Rodriguez. Gattis goes for the Guardians. The Orioles minus 160, flat 8 the total.
I like the Orioles.
Orioles now, by the way, still 2 games up on the Rays, 3 in the loss in the AL
East. It's been that way for 3 weeks.
As they now have, you're right. It's been exactly, nobody's been able to really gain any ground or anything in that race.
When they won two, the Pirates, they won the first 2 at Camden, yes. And then the Orioles took the last 2. So it's just been the same thing for 3 weeks, 2 games.
Mets will have Peterson tonight in Philadelphia. They'll play 4 with the Phillies this weekend. Ranger Danger Suarez goes for Philadelphia, minus 160 for them, plus 135 for the Mets. 8.5 is the total.
Now, listen, I'll lay a run and a half here with the Phillies at plus 122. That makes sense to me. I think Peterson stinks. I know the Mets have been winning. Of course, they're winning now after the 5 months of losing. Now they're winning. So they've been a ticket ripper. If you bet against them lately, like against the Marlins, you would have lost a lot of money. Philadelphia is not messing around with this team.
No, I don't think that they're going to either. The Pirates and the Cubs again at Wrigley tonight. We've got Oviedo and Kyle Hendricks. Cubs minus 165, plus 140 for the Buccos. 8.5 is the total.
There is no way they're beating them again tonight at Wrigley. I'm on the Cubs. There's no way.
The Tigers are in Oakland. This is a fun one. Scooble and Medina. Tigers minus 185. A's plus $1.50. 7.5.
I'd rather cut my hand off than bet this game.
I don't disagree with you. Oh, my goodness. This is a tough one. And finally, the Dodgers and the Giants are going to play 4 in Los Angeles this weekend. Emmett Sheehan and Kyle Harrison will kick things off. Dodgers minus 185, Giants plus 150, flat 9 the total.
I'd lay a run and a half with the Dodgers at plus $1.10 because they're going to finish the Giants season at the Ravine this weekend. By the time they're done with them, the Giants will be 5 or 6 games out. It'll be over.
Yeah, this could be the final swan song for the Giants this weekend in Los Angeles. All right, here's what we're looking at tonight for Tater Time. Ooh. We got to get some homers in. Cold yesterday. Of course, the guys who we picked the day before, they all homered yesterday. That's not going to happen tonight. We're going to Acuna Jr., Scotty, because I'm chasing him until he gets this 40, plus 340 for him tonight. We've got Bryce Harper and Trey Turner against Peterson. Harper has hit him in the past. Turner, good prices, plus 550, plus 400. Brian Reynolds, Scotty. He owns Kyle Hendricks, and they've got him at Wrigley. We are going with Reynolds wrap against Kyle Hendricks. And finally, Scotty, the pick late night is J.D. Martinez, who has hit the ball good this week, plus 425. He's got a bunch of homers. Let's do it against the Giants.
Yeah, and I'll throw a Schwarbaum in, too. I hit him last week when I threw it out there. I said he'd lead off, but he didn't lead off with a home run, but he hit a home run in that game. It just landed the other day. So, play, I like Schwarbaum.
Judge has 3 homers in his career off of Berrios, but I'm tired of betting on Judge. I did it the other day when you were out, too. I'm tired of betting on Judge. I'm done with the Yankees altogether.
I'd rather have Stanton hitting 200 than either Hacks or Donaldson.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, for all the finish time, James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks and Rangers, says he really doesn't like owning sports teams. What a revelation. No one likes you owning the teams either. None of the fans can stand you. The Bruins name Brad Marchand their captain. A rat. Steven Stamkos, very disappointed in the Lightning that they didn't reach out in the offseason about an extension. He wants more money. The Canucks get Casey DeSmith from Montreal. Now we know who to bet against all season in the NHL whenever that guy plays in goal. What a disaster. Leon Edwards to face Colby Covington, everyone's favorite heel, at UFC 296. Rupert Murdoch steps down as chairman of Fox. His son Lachlan takes over, just like his old man. Pimp faces life in prison after a guilty plea in a case of a hooker who he killed and dismembered. Oh, my God. Oktoberfest going on in Munich. My nephew was there chugging beer for 3 days. Kansas man searched snapping necks on Google before strangling and killing his pregnant girlfriend. California woman has all four limbs amputated after fighting a bacterial infection from eating tilapia. Isn't that like a fish or something? And all of her limbs are gone? What in God's name happened there? Can I get the fish menu, please? Russell Brand accused of raping, sexually assaulting four different women, including a 16-year-old. Talk about losing stock in someone. Your boy's fame is going down to hell in a bucket. Ex-NFL player Sergio Brown missing. He's not missing. They know he's crazy, though, doing all kinds of videos after they found his mother dead in a, creek. Everyone knows he killed her. GTD is next. Go to ForAllInAbench.com for all the action for tonight's games. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 East on Coast to Coast. Have a good night.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.